former president, Jacob Zuma, is in law supposed to be arrested today.
That's right. According to Sunday Times legal correspondent Franny Rubkin, today is D-Day for former President Jacob Zuma. South Africans all over the country are seated on the very edge of their seats as the entire country waits to see if former President Jacob Zuma will indeed spend his first night in jail. On Tuesday, the former president made an urgent application to the High Court to stay the execution of his arrest, but Judge Becky Sisamguni said that he would deliver his judgment on Friday. In the absence of a court order from the High Court, the arrest order from the Constitutional Court will go ahead in accordance to the law. In law, Zuma should be arrested if he doesn't hand himself in before midnight tonight. But with conflicting reports coming out of the police's top brass, Rubkin explains that there is still some uncertainty around what the police will do next.
We are unsure what the police are going to do. The police seem to be prevaricating. On the one hand, Police Minister Bekicele was on the news yesterday saying that if he loses in the High Court or if he's sent away from the High Court and if there's no directions from the Constitutional Court, the police will arrest Zuma. On the other hand, in the letter that they wrote to the Constitutional Court that was on Monday, the wording of the letter was to the effect that they would do nothing until the litigation was over, unless the Constitutional Court gave them directions. So it's unclear what the attitude of the police is, but that is supposed to be what happens according to the law. Remember that a rescission application doesn't suspend an order unless an order of suspension is specifically granted and the Constitutional Court has not suspended its order. As things stand right now, he is therefore supposed to be arrested.
Assuming that the arrest warrant is carried out, we speak to Rubkin about what legal options might still be available to the former president to spare him a jail stay until his constitutional court appearance on Monday, the 12th of July.
The options that are available to him in that score from a legal point of view are quite narrow. His lawyers could still today approach the constitutional court urgently for an order to suspend their previous order. Probably that's about it. But there's also a question around bail, that if he were to be arrested, whether he would be entitled to bail. My feeling is that he wouldn't be. Bail is something that you apply for when you are arrested but haven't been convicted, or where you have been convicted but you are still appealing. In this case, he has been convicted and there is no avenue for appeal because he's been convicted by the highest court. However, having said that, it's such new territory in law that some people seem to think that he may apply for bail. And he may apply for bail, but that doesn't mean that he's entitled to bail. But it is sort of uncharted waters, so it's very hard to predict what may happen one way or another.
This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.